Are you looking for a podcast where the hosts keep it real? Then add the Let's Get Cancel podcast to your playlist. This is the official podcast of your host, Casual Ninja. Join Ninja and his co-host as they discuss all kinds of topics. They discuss dating, current events, life in New York City, and a whole lot more. But be warned, Let's Get Cancel is extremely entertaining. The Let's Get Cancel podcast, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, Amazon Music, Amazon Audible, Google Podcast, Overcast, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Cast. Add the Let's Get Cancel podcast to your playlist right now.
Let's Get Cancel podcast.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Let's Get Cancel podcast with Casual Ninja and Bone Trucker.
What it do, people? Nah, man.
That's it, man. Two episodes back to back. We're going to do things different here for the new year, try to give you more entertainment. And today we're talking about the independent woman. What is it really trying to state when it comes to that phrase? Well, in my opinion, I feel like it's used in a wrongfully tier of endearment for women to go against the household and go against the fundamentals of what a union is supposed to be. Basically saying, apparently a union makes them weaker instead of being an independent woman supposed to make them stronger, but it's actually vice versa. But what's your take on it?
Well, I agree with you about the whole part about it's supposed to make them stronger because, I mean, economically, it's easy to do it with two incomes.
Of course, especially with inflation.
You know what I mean? When they talk about, I don't need no man, I don't want no man, so that means you want to pay 100% of your bills. But if I get a man, I might have to submit, be submissive, be cooperative. What's the problem with that?
My thing is it the situations they went through with previous relationships that make them feel that way? Or is it other women feeding them the same BS?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. Part of it is how they were brought up. I mean, you got to think about how many households are out there with single mothers raising their daughters. And you got to understand that children do what they see, not what they hear. And then, of course, single people keep other people single.
Pretty much. You know,
misery likes company. So when you get a woman that's in a, I'm not even going to say the best relationship, but she's in a good, she's in a decent relationship.
Mm-hmm.
What are her girlfriends going to say? Oh, girl, what you doing? You know, you could do better. Why you got to listen to what he say? Why don't you be your own woman? And I don't heard too many stories where she actually believed that. And now she's single. Give it a couple years later. Now she regrets her decision. I had a good man, but I listened to my friends that were single and now I ain't got no man, but I got girl trips.
Well, I was told that women have a hive mind. Is that true?
I mean, I ain't gonna front like they don't hold each other down, but you know, I don't think they can tell sometimes the difference between good advice and bad advice.
Clearly.
You know, you married, your husband ain't a high earner. Big deal. If he's still coming home and putting his money out for the bills, what's wrong? You know who he was when you married him.
True.
Why are you trying to make him into something he wasn't before you married? That's the delusional part.
Yeah, well, and then they start comparing their girlfriend's life to their life, and they feel they're lacking.
Yeah, but see, think about how you look at Instagram. Whenever you look at Instagram, is anybody putting on their lowest moments or their highest moments?
Oh, no, it's always going to be the highest moments.
Right, and the key word in that is moment.
Yeah, and there's some cases where people have done, like, put suicidal things and actually went through with it on Instagram.
Yeah, true that, but what do people focus on?
The positive.
Or what they perceive to be positive. Your homegirl just took a trip to Tahiti. Or she just came back from Jamaica. Yeah, that's all great, but she's coming home to an empty house. She put all the pictures up of her looking like she had fun and everything's great. But I guarantee you when her behind got home, she was crying because she ain't had nobody to really share with. She ain't making no memories with nobody.
That's something I actually got to see to believe, because some of them actually believe they're winning. But I do agree about the suffering and silence part.
Oh, they definitely do that. But then, you know, you listen to, and see, I'm not even going to say I have to listen to some of these podcasts and these YouTubers that have lengthy discussions with women to other women that say things like the expectations are unreal. They're really not happy. They decided to go into this work, this line of work, and they're unhappy with the results of it. That's all facts. You thought being an independent woman was going to make you stronger and more appealing to men, and really it don't.
True.
So, but let me start off with this. The whole, I think, independent women's movement started back with the women's suffrage movement. And that was basically a woman's right to vote in elections. That was way back in the early 19th century. Then we had affirmative action and feminism. Now, when most people think about feminism, they really don't understand what that term means. Feminism was an ideology that gave women the right to choose what they wanted, to be independent or to be in a family situation. It basically meant they had the right to choose what they wanted for their situation. The way feminism is looked at today is that you got to be better or stronger than a man, which physically is impossible. So if a woman's not really able to outwork a man, then most of her efforts are going to be futile because you can't do better than a man.
Not physically, anyway.
Can't even come close to it. Can't touch it. I mean, you could put a heavyweight MMA female fighter in the ring with a middleweight man. Who you think gonna win?
The heavyweight.
The heavyweight woman?
No. Oh, you talking about the woman's heavyweight? Oh,
she's the woman's heavyweight and the man's middleweight.
Yeah, she would still lose.
Okay, but let's look at some other areas like track and field.
Mm-hmm.
What woman right now is running faster than Usain Bolt?
I don't think any.
What woman is throwing a javelin farther than a man?
If there is, I doubt there is any.
Okay, what woman do you know of is dunking in every basketball game?
So I don't even watch WNBA.
Yeah, I mean, they operate at a loss, but, you know, that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
But physically, and I'm not saying it to put them down, but on a physical level, women just can't compete. Just can't. And it's a genetic thing. You know, when we look at marathons, okay, Africans constantly tend to win that marathon in the Olympics or the Boston Marathon or the New York Marathon, right?
Mm-hmm.
What woman has run a faster time than a man?
I don't think that's ever happened.
What woman is lifting weights heavier than a man does?
I'm not even sure if a female bodybuilder can't compare to that either.
Can't. So what happened is when women out here are thinking about being independent, they're not realizing that it's not just the physical strength or physical ability that men have, it's also the tolerance to stress factors, which we are capable of dealing with better. Now, I'm not going to say that women can't handle pain better than we do, because technically they can.
Are we talking about physical pain or emotional pain?
Physical. I mean, think about it. You get kicked in your nutsack, you drop to the ground going, oh, right?
Yeah.
That was a moment in time, right? But that moment lasts, like, sometimes it lasts hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here she is. She goes through labor for 36 hours. That's a strong individual. But you were designed for that.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So this whole independent woman thing, I get it. But what's also happening is the older females that have taken on this lifestyle, they're not telling the younger women, hey, look, this wasn't really the best idea. You know, I can say I got my own money. I can live life the way I want, but I still crave to be in a relationship because women are more social than men are.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at a pride of lions, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's maybe one or two males in that group, right?
Right.
But how many lionesses are in that pride? You got 12 lions in that pride. At least 10 of them are going to be female.
Okay, I can see that.
So they're more social because they understand on the animal level that it's easier for us to survive as a group. But we need that male around to help us breed and help protect ourselves. So when you take it on to the human level, well, a woman needs a man to protect her.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, in the modern world where we live, if a woman's in trouble and she needs help, she can call a number of different departments. If she's in legal trouble or her life is in danger and she's single, she can call police. If her house is on fire, she can call the fire department. If her health is in jeopardy, she can call an ambulance. But in all of those three scenarios, who's showing up?
A man.
It is.
Yeah, it's definitely showing up.
But if she had a man at home, he'd be the one to take the bullet. He'd be the one to try to put the fire out and get out the house. He'd be the one to put in the back seat and rush off to the hospital instead of waiting for an ambulance.
No, you're right. So my thing is, by them not coming forward saying they messed up, they'd rather just take the L and continue a fucking position.
Continue lying to themselves instead of admitting defeat.
I got a question for you. Do you think the whole independent woman is more geared to ethnic women rather than white women? I don't hear white women talking about they want to be independent and shit.
Well, I would say that it's more prevalent to Caucasian and melanated women. You know, when we think about Latinas, they're raised in an environment that puts the man first. He's the king. You know, he might be a day laborer, but when he come home, he's still going to have a meal cooked for him. She's still going to make him feel like he's the king. And it doesn't seem to take anything from her. But when we look at our Caucasian and melanated females, it almost seems like they feel defeated to do something like that.
I see it more than African-Americans I do Caucasians.
Trust me, it's on both sides. Because when you look at it, you got to look at the marriage rates.
Okay.
So you figure melanated women, they got a 25% chance of being married. You look at Caucasian women, they got a 55% chance of being married. So you figure 75% of melanated women and figure 50% of Caucasian women just want to be independent. And sometimes that just comes down to they don't know how to choose a good man because they go for what they prefer. And then, you know, a lot of them, they're just unrealistic about what they want. You want a man that's 6 feet plus, big dick, he draws, he writes poetry, he cooks, he takes out the garbage, he pays all the bills. Like, you're not going to get all of that.
You're really not. I mean, it's on both sides.
Yeah, but see, when you're being told constantly from a child, you can have whatever you want. Nobody's telling them, you know, what's the high end of what you want and what's the low end. I mean, honestly, I think most women, especially our melanated sisters, you want a man to be loyal? You want him to be faithful? Go get you an ugly dude. Go get you a man that nobody else wants. He gonna treat you like a queen plus.
Yeah, but that's also circumstantial because say this ugly dude had millions or billions, and Jay-Z said there ain't no such thing as an ugly billionaire or ugly millions. So,
but I'm saying, who you think gonna work harder, the good looking dude or the ugly guy?
Ugly dude,
right? Because he knows his looks ain't gonna get nobody. So I need to go get my money up. The good looking guy, he's gonna realize after a certain age, God damn, I ain't got no money and my looks is fading. What the fuck I'm gonna do now?
I'm a little bit of both.
It is what it is. So. But like you said, ain't no such thing as an ugly millionaire.
Yep, pretty much.
You could be 5'2", 300 pounds, with billions in the bank. You still going to have your choice of women as a man. But let's flip that. You got an independent female, 5'2", 300 pounds. She's a millionaire. How many dudes you think she's going to be able to pull?
Zero.
I ain't going to say zero, but it's going to be for all the wrong reasons. Because she doesn't understand that men are visual.
Pretty much. Extremely visual.
I'm saying I'm all for women being independent. But what's wrong with being independent in your mindset, but socially you want to be in a relationship? You can have your own thoughts. You can have your own opinions. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
As a man, I want that. I need something to go up against so I understand where I'm going. But when they start saying men ain't shit, men don't do this, some of them got it twisted. You a girlfriend and you want to have wife privileges.
Yeah. I heard a lot of people say that as a wife.
Because it is what it is. You want to go out on with this man for the first day and you want him to spend $200 on dinner, but you ain't giving him no drawers? You bugging.
Pretty much.
And we talking about the average man. Who, be you black or white, average man is going to max out their salary at about $50,000. Now, I've made $50,000. Yeah, I could afford to go out and spend $200,000. But like anything, I'm thinking about it as an investment. What am I getting back for my money? Because for $50, I could still feed you.
Pretty much.
Shit, if I take you to White Castle for about $20, we ain't good. We're going to have mad gas later, but we ain't.
You said we're going to have mad gas later?
And you got the cheese fries. You got the grease burgers. We'll be on the phone later. You be talking about, oh, baby, that was, oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. But you ain't. But, you know, a lot of women out here putting their, and I don't want to say sexual market value because, honestly, that's a new term if you look up the history on it. But I'm just basically say a lot of women are overvaluing themselves.
So
just because you think you look good. But, see, that's why when you get certain people talking about what would you rate yourself just coming out the shower with no makeup on, what would you rate yourself out of a scale of 1 to 10? A lot of women are making this rating based on how they look after they put the makeup on, the fake eyelashes, the fake hair, the push-up bra, the butt-lifting panties.
Mm-hmm.
What you look like out of the shower, no makeup on.
I got a question. So, way women are today, what are the chances good guys like us will actually meet a decent woman who actually want to grow with you?
Oh, damn, that's slim to none. I'm basing that on a percentage rate. If only 25% of women in a melanated culture are getting married, you only have a 25% chance of that. So that means if you live in an area with is 100 males and 100 females. Only 50 of y'all, and that's man and woman coupled up, are going to have a marriage.
So, I guess people like us, is our chances better off going outside the country?
I mean, you do what you got to do. just understand what you're getting yourself into. You know, a lot of the laws that we have on the books state things like, if you go outside the country and bring somebody into the country, you're 100% responsible for their financial future. So even if you get a divorce, you still got to pay to make sure she's good.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Didn't know that. But then again, I guess I kind of did because I've actually had friends go through that type of situation before.
Yeah. But I mean, when you think about some of the things you've heard, right? And this is stuff that we've listened to. And it's kind of like you hear it so often. It's like, wow, this really is a problem. Mm-hmm. When some of these independent women are asked, how much money do you make a year? Okay, you make that decent. You make that kind of money. Do you know how much money is going to cost you to retire and live the rest of your life? How many understand that?
No, because they think about the here and now. They don't think about the future.
So wouldn't it be easier for two people to get to that number? Yes. I mean, fact is, fam, I want somebody to be around to hide my dentures from me to piss me off.
Really?
I want her to go to the store to get my Depends because I'm embarrassed to do it. Even if her food is nasty, I know how to show her to cook better. It ain't hard. I'm not doing that Kraft mac and cheese. I'm not eating hot dogs. It's not going down.
It's not going down.
Nah, I can show her how to make pasta al dente.
Pasta al dente.
All you got to do for that is read. But again, what leads to a lot of this independence is when they're coupled up with somebody, they may actually realize, I don't have the skill set to maintain this, so they sabotage it and ruin
it. Sure, also.
And then when you think about what this whole independent thing is, right? Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. If the system was set up where you could give birth to a child or children, your only job was to stay home and take care of the house and kids, would you take that over working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week?
Yeah, if I was a chick, I would take the second option.
The first option was staying home and taking
care of kids. Yeah, I meant the first option, yeah.
Okay. But for some reason, a lot of females think that makes a woman weak. It makes her a slave to her man. It makes her stupid.
They call because all you know actually do it.
Well, it's not even that. All they hear is the horror stories. Mm. Dad cheated on mom. So what? I mean, to me, I look at cheating as you putting out finances. If I'm just throwing some dick at something.
It's not that you can say that, but you would feel differently if the girl's throwing pussy at something.
Because it goes down in a different way. See, the thing is, we are not equal. We do not view things the same way.
Mm.
And that's the whole problem with them trying to be independent. They're trying to be independent based on a man's ideation of it. They're trying to do things the way a man would do something. But the whole thing is, you ain't built for that. And me and her, unlike me, you got more consequences.
I actually really do.
You know, as a man, you can have unprotected sex for a whole long time and not get anybody pregnant. How long can that woman say that?
She has a chance every time she spread her legs.
Facts.
32 years, no kids. Pull out games too strong, kid.
Call the kids. Yeah, people, there was a look that went between us. Y'all don't need to understand.
Oh, man. That's funny.
But for me, if she want to be independent, you know, it's all good. But understand what you're getting into. Understand what the long-term effects of that is.
Yeah.
You know, when I hear stuff like, oh, he wasn't ambitious enough. Your mom, when you met him, he was flipping fries.
Flipping fries, man.
You know, a lot of females go into this whole getting a relationship as, I'm a builder dude. If you're the right woman, you ain't got to do that. He's going to do it on his own.
That's true.
For you to try to make him do that, he's going to feel unnecessary pressure and start to reject you.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that one. But, yeah. I mean, if that's the case, it's all about the match. You just stop being delusional and just being real when it comes to your happiness and not do this shit to impress their girlfriends or their parents or some shit like that.
Well, let me ask you this. What you think about the independent woman?
The first word that comes to mind is uncooperative. Because you're doing it. It's not, becoming an independent woman is not negative. But the reasons behind it is. You're doing it for all the right reasons.
Like?
You're not doing it to build a family. You're doing it to separate a family. You're doing it to make somebody feel less significant. Doing to make yourself feel better.
So do you think the independent woman is a woman that'll have a baby before marriage? If so, why?
Well, if that's the case, then she would be moving her masculine. Because, you know, I got the money to do it. I could do it by myself. It's like, yeah, you could do it, but don't mean it needs to be done.
All right, well, let me ask you. What does it take for a single mom to raise her child by herself? What's she gonna encounter?
There's WIC. There's public housing.
Well, nah, don't get it twisted. Every woman is entitled to WIC when she has been on bait. Don't matter how much money you make. Every woman is entitled to WIC.
Okay. Housing and how you gonna take care of the baby, basically.
All right. So what's it take to take care of the baby? Child's 3 years old. She want to work. What she got to do?
She would need to stay at home. Otherwise, she need to either get a babysitter or have the family watch the kid.
All right. So if you notice, how much does it cost per week for a woman to put her child in childcare?
It's going to cost at least a minimum $500 or more.
A week?
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely the high end of it. But how many women out here at the age they are? And remember, it takes you time to build wealth. So you 25, just had a baby by yourself, don't want to be married, you want to be independent. How much money are you making to pay for rent, utilities, transportation, food, clothing, and to put that baby through or that child through childcare? How much money do you think she needs to make in order to do that successfully?
So just for daycare and baby stuff alone, you need at least make $30,000 for that.
Think about it. You said $500 a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much is that over a month?
About $2,000 to $2,500 a month.
So just $2,000 for the child, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's start from there. $2,000 for the child. How much you think the average rent is going
to be? The average what?
Average rent.
Depends on the city, but let's just go with the medium. Let's go about $1,300.
All right, so now we're up to $3,300. And we talking about the month.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's say she's using public transportation. How much she spending on that a month?
Whew. Let's say at least $100.
All right, so now we're up to $3,400. How much you think she's going to spend on food every month?
Every month, maybe $1,500
for food.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we up to $4,800. Utilities like gas, water.
Let's go about $500 a month.
So now we up to $5,300 for the month. So let's just round that down to $5,000 a month.
Okay.
How much is that on the year?
Was that 125?
Nah.
I don't know. $5,000 a month.
And salary, what does that equal? After taxes.
$5,000 a month. 60K.
After taxes.
Sure.
55. How many females you know between the ages of 25 to 30 doing $60,000 a year?
None.
So my question to you is, do you think they thinking this all the way through?
Of course not.
But now if you coupled up with a man and y'all both doing 30 combined income after taxes is $60,000, y'all might be able to make it. Just got to cooperate. Understand he ain't perfect. I'm not perfect.
That's the way the guy, but they don't see it that way.
Well, you said something previous. They don't think about it. They just go with their feeling. But think about that number.
Okay.
$60,000 a year. Which means you got a regular 9-to-5 working 5 days a week. How many jobs you know of that's paying you $60,000 between the ages of 25 to 30 when you're just developing your job skills, even if you came out of college?
Can't say I do.
I mean, I could think of some fields, but ironically, you're going to be too busy to make a baby. More than likely, you're going to be smart enough not to make a baby.
Yeah.
So what economic level, well, what women do you think are making these decisions? Are they the ones that make the money or the ones that's not making the money?
I think most of these women are not making the money.
Okay. That's fair to say. So the ones that you feel are making that money between 25 and 30, how many of them you think is making that choice to be independent and raise this child by themselves?
I'm going to say none, especially not by choice.
Oh, everything's a choice, B. Everything. She could have made him put a condom on. She could have got an IUD. She could have been on a pill. She could have swallowed babies.
Yeah, she could have. All right, when you put it that way, yeah, this choice, man.
But the question is, why are more women, independent women, not choosing marriage?
I guess they feel like it makes them weak.
Well, how would you say they think it makes them weak?
They don't want, it's all about control, and they don't want the man to have full control of anything when it comes to their life and choices.
Well, I definitely say I experienced that. I know what it's like to pay all the bills and still be looked at like you ain't shit. It's amazing.
She says amazing. Not really. That's me.
And then when you think of it in these terms, let's say the average woman married, right?
Mm.
Now, the average life expectancy for a man is 72 years. The average life expectancy for a woman is 85 plus.
Okay.
That's a whole 13 years without a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say she was smart enough to get a life insurance policy. When that man passes on, where do you think the money gonna go? Where's all his resources going?
To the state.
If he's married?
Oh, okay. If he's married, not, go to his wife then.
Because you got to understand, the majority of wealth worldwide is passed down through females, not the men. Because we die soon. And who do we leave it to? Our wives.
Yeah, okay.
So let's say he dies earlier than the 72 years. And she got a $1 million policy for him. He died at 50 years old. Okay. And she's going to live to be 85. At say 45, she just got $1 million in her pocket. She can do what she want with that. She can put that in the bank. She can invest it. But she got enough at that point in time to be as independent as she wants. Because not only do she get the policy, she got the house. And from that policy, she can pay the house off. So now the biggest bill she has to worry about, she ain't got to. Because she just paid off the house. So now instead of worrying about a $2,000 mortgage every month, what you got to worry about is utilities and property tax. And I'll tell you right now, for my heat, my electricity, the highest I've gone is $200 a month. My water, $22. My gas is fixed, so that's $79. We talking about right at about $400, and I'm pushing it up, $400 a month just to live. Where you at? Property tax, let's say it averages out for most people at $2,500 for the year.
Okay.
If you didn't have to pay rent, where would you be at right now?
Just your parents' house?
No, you ain't got to pay rent because your house is paid off. What would you do with that extra money?
Oh, travel.
Whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
But when we look at the numbers we just talked about, in order for an independent woman between the ages of 25 to 30 to be alone and raise that child, she needs to make at least $60,000 a year. After taxes. And a woman that's making $60,000 a year after taxes actually puts her into the top 20% of female earners in the country. At least in America.
Yeah, I don't think we realize that.
A lot of them don't look at it that way. I'm going to do what I want, how I want, when I want. All right, well, you're going to be broke for a hot minute. You might be able to make it to that number, but by the time you make it to that number, that child going to be moving out, and you're going to have a whole lot of life to look back on that was stressful. Because you ain't always going to be able to make that daycare payment because you ain't making $60,000 a year. You ain't always going to have the finest foods in your house. You might miss a cable bill. Matter of fact, we didn't even factor the cable into that shit or Wi-Fi. Or a cell phone, for that matter. We didn't factor in clothing. None of that. Well, that $60,000 is the basics.
Well, I think we got that pretty much covered. But, yeah. I really think there's no main point to this. Other than saying, like, we actually know what it really is. They're just going to – they'd rather be – right and suffer in silence rather than just take the L. I mean, some of them turn around, learn their lessons before it's too late, before they hit the wall, how they say, but majority of them.
Just because you get married, why are you taking an L?
No, but that's how they perceive it.
I think you're taking an L if you're doing all this by yourself and struggling.
Yeah, I think there's also an alternative gender when it comes to this. Like, they wanted more people in the workspace.
Well, that was part of it. I mean, when the economists looked at money, what they did was they, all right, remember there was a time when a man would say a family of four, meaning his wife and two kids. Mm-hmm. His job alone supported the household. And the economics behind that helped to support that. We talking about when a loaf of bread was 5 cents. They had penny candy. Sodas were like 20 cents, if that. Burgers were like 60-something cents. One income could do that. But when the economists realize if we break up the family and make the man independent, the woman independent, and they both got to struggle, well, we still going to sell the same amount. We're going to still sell goods, but we're going to sell more of them.
Okay.
If he's working, she's working, there's more money in the economy. If we make her feel insecure, well, guess what? She's going to buy more stuff to feel secure. My ancestors, my grandma, my great-grandma, they didn't worry about going out to get their hair done every week. They didn't care about nails, fake eyelashes, makeup. They didn't care about none of that. They wasn't buying Victoria's Secret. They was buying Moomoo's. House dresses.
Momos.
But now they done made these independent women feel so insecure about their femininity, their body, their overall looks, which means I'm going to spend all this money I need to look better. I'm going to go get that Brazilian butt lift. I'm going to go buy $100 in makeup every month. I'm going to spend $400 on a weed. I'm going to spend $70 a week to get my nails done.
Oh, damn.
And for all that money they putting out, how many of them can say I landed a man?
None.
75% of them ain't did it.
Yeah. You got anything else to add?
Nah.
I mean, this topic's pretty much a wrap.
There it is. But independent women, it's a fallacy. They built it on a fantasy. They never put the real numbers out there for them to understand what they're going to get themselves into.
Hell, the guy who made Sex in the City, I think it was a guy or a girl, he admitted that the whole thing was a lie.
Well, heck, Cosmopolitan admitted that.
Yeah.
The story we sold women was a lie. We sold them that story so they would buy more of our products.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, really. In my world, I've played basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never thought buying a pair of Jordans was going to make me play ball better. But if I flip that and give a woman a pair of $1,000 Louis Vuittons, mm-hmm. red bottom, she's going to think it makes her pretty. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, that's stupid. That is dumb. But yeah, I'm done with this topic.
Yeah, it is.
Independent woman, people. Tune in next time while we talk about zombies and shit.
Yeah, the zombie apocalypse. Would you survive it? Doubt it.
I think I would.
So you ran 100 yards last time without getting tired?
No.
You've actually practiced shooting at moving targets while you move.
I would have to, but no, not recently.
Well, how you going to do it if you ain't ever practiced it? Oh, I know, because Naruto said you could. Just use that Tai Jiu-Jitsu.
Nah, I just hit him with a very hard object. Oh, bam!
All right, so when's the last time you swung a bat 100 times?
I never did.
How long you think you'd be able to do that without getting tired?
Depends on how long my adrenaline lasts.
How long you think that would be?
I don't know, Dragon Ball Z status.
This ninja.
Oh, bad.
All right, people, like you said, we wrapping it. That was a little preview for next week.
All right, zombies, man, for real. Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, it is.
Peace.
Peace.